Some Hoosier voters were unable to vote after receiving last-minute COVID-19 diagnoses. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Barbara Anguiano reports a member of the Indiana Election Commission says he's also frustrated over the lack of state planning around the pandemic.
Anthony Long is a Democratic vice chair of the Election Commission. He says he's frustrated the state didn't take action sooner to avoid disenfranchising voters who tested positive for COVID right before the elections. Long says while the commission can provide emergency relief, the changes needed to ensure safe November voting rested with the legislature. He says measures in place during the primaries would have been a huge asset now.
I think a lot of us expected if the pandemic didn't subside, we were going to do the same thing in the fall. Well, it didn't subside, and lo and behold, we were met with a roadblock.
Long says voters who have been diagnosed with COVID in the 11th hour echo some of the frustrations of those on the board. He says one of the commission's biggest accomplishments is the distribution of PPE to polling sites across the state. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Anguiano.